Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can create the content right there on the front page of the website. You can add in whatever news item, YouTube video, blog post. You find something online you want to share with us, share with our listeners. You post it over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can get interactive by voting up or down, whether they like or dislike what you've submitted. So go there, get interactive. And also, our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. News about the Pirate Bay coming from truthvoice.com, which I think Virgil Viduva, oh no, excuse me, Andy from Torrent Freak is the writer here. Four key Pirate Bay figures have a little something to celebrate this morning after standing accused of committing criminal copyright infringement and abusing electronic communications. Yesterday, a Belgian court acquitted Gottfried Svartholm, Friedrich Niel, Peter Sund, and Carl Lundstrom. There can be little doubt that the Pirate Bay is the most infamous torrent site of all time. Its attitude toward copyright and related laws has landed the site and its operators in endless legal trouble for more than a decade. Conflict that continues today.
Hold on, Pirate Bay has been around for over a decade?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, and they've had various different website URLs over the time.
Right, I knew that. I just didn't realize that they'd been around for that long.
Yeah, they're the most resilient of all of the torrent sites. And for those that don't know, Daryl, what is a torrent?
A torrent is this thing that you use some sort of downloader for it. Like, you need a special downloader to download torrents. And you're getting bits and pieces of the file from a bunch of different people.
Right. It's a file sharing system that, like many file sharing systems, is sourced from multiple sources instead of one single server sending you the file.
Right. The original file sharing things like Napster and LimeWire, they were centralized.
Well, the server that had the information about where you were getting the files from might have been centralized, but the sources of the files with LimeWire and those others were still decentralized. They were still individual users.
Right, so you would upload a file to LimeWire, right, and then LimeWire would have the file somewhere, and somebody would download it.
No, that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Those former systems, whether it was Kazaa or LimeWire or whatever, are decentralized systems, but they may have had an index that was centralized. So the listing of the files that were available on the system may have been on some sort of central server, but the actual files themselves were not being held by LimeWire and those companies.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was why LimeWire and Napster were so easy to take down, is because of the centralization, whereas with Pirate Bay, it's more of this distributed sort of thing. So it's decentralized and distributed.
Well, but the Pirate Bay is still a central location for the torrent files. So what happens with the torrent is you download a torrent file which has data about the sort of the, it's got a tracker.
You don't even need the torrent file. You really just need the mirror number.
The magnet link is, as they call
so
it.
So there's this long string of characters. You need that. You don't have to have the file. You put that into
that.
Your downloader and say, get this file, and then your downloader knows how to get all of the files to make that file.
But still, the Pirate Bay is a listing of the different torrents that are out there.
Right, and they're not the only one. They're just the more well-known.
And the Pirate Bay does have some level of decentralization because there are a bunch of mirror sites. So there's the main Pirate Bay site, and then there are a lot of other sites that They copy all the data from the Pirate Bay, so in the event that the Pirate Bay is taken down, as it has been a number of times in the decade plus that they've been around, that there are still these other sites that are sort of the Pirate Bay copies that exist.
Right, but it's not really the Pirate Bay being taken down. It's a website.
That's right.
That, like, the DNS is being deactivated on.
Right.
But the information on the site is still on the internet.
Correct, because it has been decentralized. Anyway, they've done an amazing job at continuing to operate despite multiple governments around the world essentially targeting these guys to try to take them out, to try to stop the Pirate Bay, and they've been unsuccessful. And now they are no longer guilty in this case. The criminal court or a Belgian court acquitted them. Apparently, they were convicted, though, at some point. Following the convictions of the Pirate Bay 4, co-founders Gottfried Svartholm and Friedrich Neil, former site spokesman Peter Sund, and the financier Carl Lundstrom, most legal matters involving the site had been connected to local ISP blocking injunctions. Nevertheless, a separate legal process against the men themselves has persisted in Belgium. Unusually, the case was based in criminal law, with all four of them standing accused of a range of crimes, including criminal copyright infringement and abuse of electronic communications. However, the case itself has always experienced problems. All four defendants deny having had anything to do with the site since its reported sale to a company called Reservella in 2006. That has proven problematic since the period in which the four allegedly committed the crimes detailed in the Belgian case spanned September 2011 through November 2013. Having failed to connect the quartet with the site's operations during that period, the case has now fallen apart. Yesterday, a judge at the Michels court ruled that it could not be proven that the four were involved in the site during the period in question. Indeed, for at least a year of that period, Svartholm was in jail in Sweden while connecting Lundstrom to a site a decade after his last involvement, which was purely financial, has always been somewhat ridiculous. In the end, even the site's anti-piracy adversaries in the case agreed with the decision. The director of the Belgian Entertainment Association said, technically speaking, we agree with the court. So they're off the hook.
Now, this is one thing that is interesting to sort of compare and contrast the American justice system with the European justice system. Not that I'm necessarily saying that the justice system in Europe is better, but here in America, it seems that there's this ideology of, we don't care if we have the right man, we just want to find somebody guilty.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they're like, we don't have enough evidence, so we've got to drop the charges.
Well, this is certainly not probably the last time these guys are going to get in hot water about the Pirate Bay. But if it's true that they haven't been involved in the site since 2006, maybe the coast is clear for them. I don't know. And I don't know anything about the company that actually owns the Pirate Bay. That's interesting. I wonder if it's like a front corporation or something, and these dudes are still involved behind the scenes, but because it's an LLC or something like that there's no way to prove it.
No clue.
Yeah.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory, Ian.
It's just speculation. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, because for it to be a conspiracy, they would have to be plotting to do something negative. And I think that the Pirate Bay is a good thing for the world, to put information out there and have it be uncensored.
Okay, so it sounds like a prospiracy theory.
I'll give you that. Yeah, although does anybody... Is that actually a word? Conspiracy.
Yes, it is actually a word. Okay. It's a secret meeting to do something positive.
Something positive, right. I mean, that's what you would figure that it is. I've never heard it in any context except for when someone's talking about the opposite of a conspiracy.
Right, that's basically how the word came about, but it is an actual word.
All right. So,
even more of a word than twerk.
I bet twerk's way more popular.
Probably, but twerk is such a made-up word. At least prospiracy, like, it's a real word.
Well, every word's been made up at some point, right? Somebody made up the word tree, you know?
Okay, I'll give you that, right? But I'm saying that, you know, like, there's the parts of the word, pro, it's been around for thousands of years, spiracy, it's been around for a really long time.
Yep.
Twerk is just some letters somebody threw together and... like said, okay, this is what a twerk is.
All right, so you may join us here, whether you want to talk about the Pirate Bay. Maybe you think they need to be stopped, these darn pirates, with their music sharing and their movies sharing and their software sharing. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is sharing going to kill the software business or the movie or music business? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-496-5920. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-5920. That's 1-800-496-5920. 1-800-496-5920.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here, and we're talking about file sharing to start out the show tonight. But, of course, you can bring up anything you'd like to discuss Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you are getting online somewhere, anywhere in the world, ProXPN can be useful to you because they will encrypt your internet connection for you, which means your own internet service provider, they won't know what you're doing online anymore once you start using ProXPN. Right now, they are likely logging every website you visit, the search terms you're entering in, maybe selling that information to other corporations to data mine your information, perhaps also giving it away to governments, and maybe even somebody's trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Whatever the danger is, you can help protect yourself online by encrypting your internet connection with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download the software there. It's Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android as well, Linux. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started for free right now. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can save 50% off their already affordable monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 50, with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. The Pirate Bay co-founders are acquitted in a Belgian court, apparently. And so I imagine the record industry is very upset about this. They, of course, want to crack down as much as they possibly can on operations like the Pirate Bay. But I'm wondering if there are people out there who think that the Pirate Bay operators do need to be punished, the people who support the recording industry and who think that piracy, as it's called, which is a nasty way of saying sharing right. music and movies and files online, that you think this is somehow a bad thing, that it's going to hurt businesses, because that's typically the argument. You're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype in a username lrn.fm. Let's go to Jason in Wichita. You can also bring up anything you want. Jason, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. Good evening. As far as file sharing goes, or any kind of internet-based data sharing, I myself am an independent game developer. And I've went independent because I'm tired of the way the mainstream media, or especially the game development industry, is taking their products. But as intellectual property goes, I do believe in the protection of intellectual property, but I also believe in sharing it because I myself torrent music and videos, but if I really like them, obviously, 9 times out of 10, everybody who file shares anyway has gone out and watched that movie. Or yeah. They're tired of buying into movies. And, you know, if they're tired into buying into the movies, that might suck. They, you know, it gets them to put their feet in the water to see if they like it. And if they want a better quality video, they'll go out there and buy it. So I actually believe that torrenting is more of a good thing because it could entice people to actually go out there.
I think there's evidence for that. I think there's absolutely evidence for that, that people who file share are kind of coming from a couple different categories, maybe a few different categories. There's the kind of person who they're not going to buy it anyway, period, end of story.
Right.
There's also the kind of person who, like you're saying, they realize that, oh, well, you know, if this company that's made this product that I enjoy, I liked that movie, I like this music, this video game, whatever, if I want them to continue making products that I enjoy, then I should purchase the product because that's the right thing to do to encourage them to continue offering new things and innovations to the marketplace. And so there has been studies done where they've actually talked to people who use file sharing services, and a significant amount of them, I don't remember the statistics or anything, a lot of them said they absolutely use it to sort of taste before they buy, so to speak, that they
right.
will buy.
And things like YouTube have allowed people to actually become like rock stars. Justin Bieber, as annoying as this little guy is, he started out making YouTube videos of himself not wearing a T-shirt, playing a guitar, and singing some songs. And then he got a lot of hits, and now he's, you know, like one of the highest paid recording artists. So
same thing with Bo Burnham.
Yeah, so, like, had YouTube and these other things not existed to where people could go out and find sort of alternatives to what the mainstream media was pushing, then some of these people would not be stars right now. So, you know, like file sharing and these free sites that allow people to consume content have actually wound up helping people, and I pulled up an article on that that hopefully we'll be able to get to later on how torrenting actually causes artists to make a profit.
Nice. Jason, anything else you want to share?
It brings more public awareness. There are two major games that I'm developing, and then a hardware element, because as a gamer, we're tired of being force-fed controllers or human interface devices that, are not being bettered by that industry. So, we're trying to push out that effort. Now, obviously, you can't copy or torrent hardware, but what we can do when it comes to software is still use that freedom to entice people more to us or to anybody else, and that's what I would inspire people to do, is to see the broader picture when it comes to torrenting or free sharing that information. There are still ways that you can get them to buy into what you're working for. For example, I don't care. Me and my team don't really care for a profit. We know that the profit, is going to be there because we know where the market is. But the only, what we really care for is that that people like what we're doing. And we are doing this because no one else is doing it. I know I'm kind of being vague there, but we're developing what I would call the game of all games. And that says a lot, but then again, it might say nothing, and some people might say BS. But the thing is, again, it requires freedom in order to exercise our full potential. And that goes back to file sharing and especially music, the expression of what our intentions are.
Yeah.
We see what we like. And I hate to say this, but if, Google or anyone else really knew it was better for them, they would, track these even better than what they're currently doing. Seeing more about these torrents, that kind of, I would hope that they're, kind of ish, they would develop a system that would enable it more, because it would bring more people to more artists.
Yeah, instead, and Google's doing the opposite. Yeah. Apparently, there was news that Chrome browser is now coming up with errors when you put in, like, torrents.eu, torrents.eu, the Chrome browser will yell at you and say, there's malware, possible malware on this site, to scare people away. This just started this week.
Right now.
Just started like within 48 hours ago.
It's working on mine.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have the latest Chrome browser or something like that. Perhaps you haven't upgraded?
I don't think I have. Plus, I'm using Chromium, not Chrome.
That would be why. Yeah. Google Chrome specifically is now blocking multiple torrent websites. They'll let you through as long as you click the little, I know the risks, I'm okay with malware.
Right, right.
And so no one's going to do that. So, yeah, that's unfortunate.
You know what the biggest thing is about torrents, though? Sorry to interrupt, but the biggest thing about torrents is, or about watching movies in general. For you, I just recently found this out a few months ago. People don't realize that if they go out and bet, if they can prove that they've bought a ticket, say Avengers Age of Ultron, you actually now own the right to get a copy. You actually purchased into that copy.
That's not true. That sounds like misinformation. But thank you, Jason. You don't actually even own the movies that you buy at the store. You're technically under a licensing agreement to not show those things.
The FBI.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms. As the officials claim, measles requires a host of iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday edition. You can call and talk about anything on your mind. Still to come, we can discuss the Satanic Temple. They have themselves a statue, the one they've been building for quite a while now. It seems like close to a year, that was originally intended to go onto the Oklahoma State Capitol grounds. We'll tell you more about that when we get a chance. It's Ian with you here.
And Daryl.
Also, the Pyra Bay founders acquitted, according to TruthVoice.com and TorrentFreak.com, led to a larger discussion about file sharing in general, and does it actually harm or does it help the people in the media creation business, people making the movies and the music. If you listen to the industry associations, you'll see them claiming, we're losing billions of dollars every year because of file sharing. It must be stopped. But there is other evidence that suggests that they're actually selling other copies. You know, they're selling more copies because of file sharing, because people otherwise wouldn't buy until they can try it first. And then when they try it and they like it, they go out and they get a copy of the DVD or the Blu-ray or the whatever.
Right. And piracy is, you know, and again, you know, like you said, that's a horrible word, but I don't really know of another
file-sharing
way of saying it. Other, yeah, and that's more syllables. I'm saying, like, there's not another...
Sharing. Sharing, sure, is fewer syllables than piracy.
Sure. Okay. So, sharing of music, and again, that's still a longer phrase, mm-hmm, but whatever. That's not the sole reason that sales have declined. Sales started declining well before there was internet. Because,
really?
You had... Right, because you had first, like, records, and then switched over to, like, 8 tracks, and then to cassettes, and, mm-hmm, then to CDs, and yeah, there were little bursts here and there to where sales went up, to where people would go buy a bunch of CDs instead of having all of these tapes. But for the most part, you know, the sales have been declining somewhat steadily. And
since before the internet?
Yes.
Interesting.
And back like when records first started coming out, mm-hmm. there were a lot of musicians that said, I will never sell records because then people won't come to my concerts.
Wow.
So like there's always something that is the reason that the music industry is going to die. And piracy is the latest thing that is going to cause it to die, even though...
Sure, VHS was going to kill the movie business.
Right, and...
Yeah. Cassettes were going to kill the movie industry.
Yeah, people being able to record stuff on VHS and cassette tapes at home was going to just, like, kill everything.
Let's go to Todd. He's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT-FM. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you guys? Long time
Welcome,
listener.
Sir.
Love the show.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, one thing, I think the music industry was kind of the first one that was threatened by this whole thing with Napster and some of the other ones. And you know, they were the first mm-hmm. ones to innovate also. You know, that they kind of realized that a lot of their profit was not going to come from CD sales anymore. And now the price of concerts have skyrocketed. I mean,
have they?
Man. When's the last time you've been to a live show?
It's been a long time. I mean, I can't say I've seen any sort of big name band in quite a long time.
I mean, I'll say the same thing, but I've looked online because I've been interested in going, and I'm from I'm 45. I'm from the Stone Ages. I paid $17 to see Van Halen, you know? Any of the big...
Well, money isn't worth what it was back in the 1980s, right?
But even, when you consider inflation, it's a lot higher. It'd be like $180.
I absolutely realize the cost of bread is higher, too, but it's not, 10 times higher, 50 times higher.
I wouldn't call that innovation. doing something they've always done and then charging more for it really isn't innovative.
Well, it's just a way...
But now they've got lasers.
The margins are the same.
You're saying the what now? The margins are the same?
Well, it's a way for them to keep the margins closer or keep them the same. If their album sales go down, they charge more for concerts. That does help. And I think that, it's going to have to create innovation if they're going to stay alive. I think you're right in a sense that some people do go out and buy. I know myself, why would I go out and buy a movie when I got a great HD quality copy for free online? Why would I go out then and buy it? Except for what you said to support them, whatever. I mean, they're not supporting me. Screw those guys.
But maybe the movie that you're buying on DVD has bonus features that what you downloaded from the Pirate Bay doesn't have.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Say that on the radio. You are on the radio, and we're sorry about that, but you can't say the F word. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He was saying that... before we had to hit the dump button there, he was saying that no amount of marijuana could make him want to sit through bonus features on DVDs and Blu-rays. And I think that, that kind of is an interesting question. How many people actually watch the bonus features? I'm the kind of person who will watch bonus features on
depending on the
movies.
Movie. There's movies where I've watched the bonus features.
Right.
Like,
if I really
watched the commentary tracks on the second and third Matrix that nobody liked the movie. I liked the bonus track where it was the producers.
So wait, you didn't like the movie?
No,
but
I loved the movie and the bonus tracks.
Right.
But everybody that I've talked to, they're like, oh, the second movie was all right.
The third one
was a piece of crap.
I thought they were fine. So there you go. Now you got one more.
All right, good.
Although, to be fair, I have not taken the time to watch the third one again, right? Like, I watched it the first time and I enjoyed it. And I actually own it, but I don't think I actually own it on Blu-ray, but I don't think I've ever actually watched it. Which, there you go, right? There's evidence that I put some money into support the movies that that I like. And then, of course, every new format comes out, they're releasing these things over and over again. Although, eventually, we're probably not going to have any kind of format. Is Blu-ray going to be the last physical media that we come across? Because is everything after Blu-ray going to be... digitally delivered, meaning, Blu-ray's digital. I know what you mean there. But what I'm talking about is over the internet.
Right, like you've got an actual physical thing that you put somewhere.
Right. I think Blu-ray might be the last one.
Yeah, maybe. Although it would not surprise me if at some point some company somewhere comes up with like a really large sort of USB drive that has like, here's every episode of Star Trek ever on a flash drive. And so, you know, like the Star Trek nerds, they could get the original series, the Next Generation, all 7,000 of the movies.
What will that flash drive cost?
Deep Space, whatever. And, you know,
$1,000.
Like, be a flash drive with everything. Yeah. And, you know, like, including never before seen interviews with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
You know, what would they charge for it? Because at that point, the physical media costs next to zero. As storage gets cheaper and cheaper over time, it approaches zero in its cost per megabyte or gigabyte or terabyte or whatever we end up getting towards. And so storage just keeps getting cheaper. So that flash drive costs next to nothing to manufacture. But what will the actual, you know, charge be for something like that? Would it be $5,000? Would it be $500?
I mean, probably say a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Just because think of the labor that you would expend going on to, you know, the Pirate Bay and trying to find everything from Star Trek.
You couldn't.
Right.
Not even the Pirate Bay is that comprehensive. There's no way. I bet you if you went onto the Pirate Bay's website and looked for every episode of Star Trek, they would not be there. Just because there's so many of them. It would be hard for the pirate world, the Rippers and Crackers or whoever, to expend that level of effort to even encode all that data.
Right, so that's why I'm thinking, you know, like there's going to be something that, you know, like limited issue flash drive.
But flash drives aren't as pretty. They don't have the shiny bottom, you know, with the rainbows and the reflecting things.
They can make a flash drive with a shiny bottom, Ian. I know you like things with shiny bottoms.
I like the shiny Blu-rays and DVDs and things. I just think, you know, is that going to be the end of it? Because DVD lasted for a while, you know, made it from the mid-90s through today. It's still going pretty strong. And Blu-ray
didn't come out in the mid-90s.
No, DVD, I said. DVD in the mid-90s.
Oh, okay.
And Blu-ray is mid-aughts is when that came out. 855 453. There's more on the way. You can talk about file sharing or whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, be homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? Sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with false killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we've been talking about file sharing here tonight with the news that the Pirate Bay founders have been acquitted in a Belgian court, according to truthvoice.com. We'll put that story out on our Facebook page and Twitter here in a little bit. Which, of course, you can access both of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. That'll give you links to our Facebook and Twitter and such, and also our email list, which you can sign up for to receive updates from Free Talk Live. You'll be the first to know when we get new radio stations on board, and you'll get our weekly digest, which gives you a rundown of some of the most popular stories as submitted and voted on by you on our website. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for the email list, and again, follow us on Facebook and or Twitter. Whatever your preference. So, again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Ian here with you tonight.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you wanted to tell us about, since we're on this file sharing topic, you had a story about torrenting and how some people are saying it can help companies' profits.
Right? Not necessarily the company, but the artist.
Oh, the artist. Okay.
So the
meaning cutting out the middleman, getting rid of the record companies.
Not necessarily even that.
All right. Tell me more.
Admittedly, this article is a little dated. It's from 2006, but it was one of the first articles to come up in a search result of file sharing and profits. And it's published by Torrent Freak. And they say that piracy is not all bad for musicians. In fact, research has shown that less popular artists actually profit from piracy. This can be concluded from and is supported by several studies. Frustrated as they are, the music industry claims they lose millions a year due to piracy. But is that really
the case?
They're
claiming billions now. And this was a decade ago. They're saying it's billions now.
Two facts. Yep. Album sales are declining. 75% of all artists profit from file sharing. We will try to explain these two seemingly contradicting facts and list three factors that may help us understand what's going on. Artists sell more albums thanks to piracy. Several studies have shown that most artists actually profit from unauthorized sharing of files. They sell more albums because people have the opportunity to download songs and entire albums for free. Mm-hmm. So what was already said, you know, test it before you buy it. So 75% of artists actually profit while the most popular artists, accounting for the top 25%, wind up selling fewer records. So some people do wind up losing money.
Interesting.
And because it's the, you know, top earners, basically, that accounts for most of what is being lost by the album companies.
Okay.
The article here continues. It says, however, the remaining 75% of all artists actually profit. The same pattern was found by Peterson, who analyzed the change in royalties paid by the Nordisk Copyright Bureau between 2001 and 2005. And then there's a chart in here showing that the earners under 10,000, that being under 10,000 Danish kroner, that skyrocketed, like went up drastically.
So this is, so what you're saying is the file sharing networks are helping less popular artists and might hurt
getting
a little
exposure
and might hurt to the bigger ones.
Right. So like Taylor Swift is making, you know, a little bit less because people are, you know, file sharing her stuff, but she's still making millions of dollars because people listen to her stuff on Pandora. They watch the videos on YouTube. She gets these royalties from everywhere else. So, you know, like, she's not hurting for money at all. She's probably making a little less than what she would like or what she otherwise would be making. But, you know, it's the lower level people that you and I probably have never heard of that are getting a few extra album sales because people, you know, were able to test it before they buy it.
Right, the ones who have no record company. They don't have some label backing them and promoting them.
Well, some of these might have a label that they're signed with, but they're not necessarily getting the push that some of the bigger artists do. The story here continues, or rather the article continues. It says, but why do these artists sell more? Well, there are a couple of possible explanations. Music from highly popular artists is widely available on file-sharing networks. If pirates mainly download albums from these artists, they will have more money left to buy albums of less popular artists. People have the opportunity to discover new music for free. It is thus easier to find new and less popular artists. It is likely that people will buy albums from these artists as well if they like what they hear. And it's not only piracy that makes it easier to discover new artists. Social music services like Last.fm and Pandora also contribute to this phenomenon. The rise in income from concert shows that the interest in music is increasing instead of declining.
Well, certainly, people are always going to want music. That's something that's always going to be the case about human beings. Because there's obvious reasons for that, right? People just love music. It brings people together and et cetera, et cetera. So that's not going to go away. How it's delivered to them, that's definitely changing. And the thing that the record companies, the thing about them is they hate the change. They hate the fact that people are doing their own thing. They're going out there and getting music in the way they think is best. The customer is deciding how their music is being delivered.
And now, I'm glad you mentioned formats because that's what they get into next.
Okay.
LP, CD, DVD, MP3.
Yep.
The increased album sales of the late 90s may well have been caused, at least in part, by the shift from cassettes and LPs to CDs.
Meaning that people were rebuying things on
CD? So they wanted to convert all of their stuff over. And there's a chart that shows from 1980 to about 1995, there was a slight uptick. But for the most part, it was fairly flat, and the last couple of years heading into 95, there was a slight decline in album sales. And then CDs come out, people go out, buy all new stuff in CDs.
CDs came out in the 80s.
They did, but they were very expensive. So, like, you know, the affordability of CD players was really in the early to mid-90s.
I would say early 90s. Okay, yeah.
So, you know, like by the mid-90s, which is what the chart shows and what they talk about, there's like a big uptick in album sales from 95 to 2000. And then after 2000, it returned to normal, which, you know, some people are saying, oh, it's because of sharing that this has gone down. No, it's because people didn't need to, you know, like buy a new Led Zeppelin CD because they bought that 8 years ago. But they write, where was I here? After 2000, CDs were not just that special anymore, and the number of albums sold normalized. It's also likely that the decline in CD sales was influenced by the increasing popularity of DVDs and MP3s. Hmm. The argument is also mentioned in a research paper from 2004 that says the results indicate that transitions from LPs to CDs might describe the increase in music sales during the late 1990s. There's also a report in 2006 that says the same thing.
But it's been going down ever since 2000 is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
The internet is changing the way people experience music. Like we mentioned earlier, the internet opened up a ton of possibilities for people to discover new artists and music. Not only illegal downloads, but also legal downloads or paid downloads.
iTunes, Google Play, these different formats or these setups. Amazon, I think, is doing it. You know, different ways to deliver MP3 downloads to people, and they're paying for them.
Yes. So,
which wouldn't factor into so-called album sales, would it? Because you can buy individual tracks.
Right. So buying a single is not buying an album.
Right.
They're still making profit, but it's not, you know, counting in that album sales. They put today, people are less dependent on what the music industry is campaigning for.
Yeah, I think it's good, too, because, you know, not just file sharing, but also the fact that these trackable purchases, these individual track purchases exist, can help increase the overall quality of an album, because if the people producing the album know they can't get away with what they got away with in the 1990s, which is put a couple good songs on, release those good songs to radio, and then the rest of the album's crap, and then, you know, you just spent $19 on a CD back in the 1990s, and you get the same two great songs you've heard on the radio a bunch of times and a bunch of junk, that might turn you off to buying more CDs in the future. Whereas if now the artists know, well, everyone's going to hear every single track because they can download it in advance before they actually even buy the thing, maybe that'll increase the quality. Now, of course, you can argue that the quality of music has gone down anyway, and that the lyrical content has gone down in grade level. We actually read a story about that here on Free Talk Live, I don't know, a few weeks back, where maybe a few months ago, where somebody did an analysis of the reading level that you would have to have in order to comprehend the lyrics of pop music. And it has gone down in the last decade or so from like third grade to first and second grade.
Wow.
So it's like it's dumbed down even more, the most sort of pop music kind of.
And the conclusion here is that illegal file sharing accounts for no more than 30% of the decline in sales.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here. The Satanic Temple coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.